And welcoming to the show a talented screenwriter and the author of a wonderful new book, his first book, and we hope the first of many. It's called A Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting. Joe Ballerini joins us this afternoon. Joe, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And you are actually babysitting as we speak, so there's a certain symmetry to that.
There is, definitely. So if I have to hop off really quickly, I have to fight some monsters away from my 7-month-old. So thanks very much.
We understand completely. Now, you've written a number of screenplays through the years. What inspired you to write a book?
As a screenwriter, really fun, love making movies and writing movies, but for the amount of stuff that you write, very little gets kind of made because, I like to write big, fun, expensive, popcorn movies. And then I realized the only way to really, get it made, get something made for myself that I really, really wanted to do was just to write it as a book. And I'd always wanted to, so I did it. And thankfully, it actually turned out okay.
Well, absolutely. And we'll talk about future film plans for it as well and what will happen that this book is just the beginning. But let's talk about Kelly Ferguson, who is just such a great character in this book. And I love the way we meet her in the book. It's a wonderful introduction.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I just tried to ground her and make her feel like a real kid. Her kind of feeling invisible and a little bit self-conscious and, I kind of like just starting her in the ordinary so that, as she journeys through the extraordinary, it's a lot more fun and just relatable too, I have no idea how I was able to write a 13-year-old girl's voice like that. That's a very weird thing that, people are like, how did you channel a 13-year-old girl's voice like that, her inner monologue, because it is told from her point of view, and I don't really know, actually.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because I'm a teacher full-time, and I taught middle school for a number of years, and I teach high school freshmen now, and you nailed it on the way they speak, and especially to each other.
Thanks. I think it might have had something to do with me, stealing my sister's diary when I was a kid, and, reading through that, and just tapping into, these really sort of very hyperbolic, feelings that Kelly sort of feels and goes through. I just thought, oh, yeah, that's really, yeah, so there is probably my sister's diary. I apologize in advance for stealing her diary.
Well, I got to think your sister is pretty pleased, though, because this book is, while it's a great fun ride and a terrific read, it really is a lesson in empowerment for young women, too.
Yeah, I'm drawn towards, strong female characters, and I love that it's a message for kids. Like, if you're a smart kid, Kelly's like a mathlete and, is really super into school and is a bit, just sort of feels a little bit of an outsider as a result of that. But if you put your brains to it, you can actually conquer your fears and sort of, save the world, which I kind of like that message, that it's, about a kid with brains, especially a young girl.
And in her world, when she's talking to the popular kids about her plans, she doesn't realize that being a babysitter is about the lowest notch on that social order you can get.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess she's just sort of, I think she's rather self-conscious of her status. I think, that's what I kind of like about her, is that she's maybe not just super nerd. She's she kind of does want to hang with the cool kids in a weird way. But yeah, when she does take the babysitting job, she goes, oh no, not realizing that the misfits happen to also be babysitters at the school. This is not to say, Richard, that all babysitters are misfits. That is, I don't want to spread any rumors or lies. Babysitters are cool. I dug all my babysitters. We have babysitters now, and they're very cool. They're not social misfits. Just so happens at this school, those are the weird kids. But it also turns out that they're monster hunters, which is a really fun kind of reveal for, kids, don't underestimate that nerdy crowd or that weird crowd, because they're capable of doing incredible things, And I like that sort of message too, because, as a teacher, you probably saw your share of exclusion and kids just, judging other kids. But, very quickly we form into these kind of kid groups, even at that age. I mean, especially in middle school. We could do a whole other episode about middle school. Write a book about it. It helps. It's great.
Joe, the notion that the monsters that are looking to populate the world with other monsters are utilizing those they find in the nightmares of children, that's some pretty fertile ground for them to till.
Yeah, thanks. It's basically one of the seven boogeymen, the Grand Guignol, grabs one of the reason he takes that kid that Kelly is babysitting is because he has the power to make his nightmares come to life without realizing it yet. He's only five, so it's like, you know, only a few crazy things have happened to this little kid, and this boogeyman sees this kid's power and sort of wants to tap into that and to bring. I've always been fascinated with the human imagination and the power of it, and I think this is me just sort of going like, this is what happens when your imagination goes absolutely off the rails, which I feel like it kind of did for me when I was a kid, and I got really bad grades at some point because I was just like drawing and sketching and just, you know, sort of having a good time with my imagination. So the idea that his imagination comes to life and could be a dangerous thing, I'm glad you like that, because yeah, that's something I guess I've been oddly living with in a weird way.
So, we're talking with Joe Ballerini. The book is A Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting, and it's safe to say this is the first of what will become a series.
Yeah. I've just turned in the second book, which is so super fun. It's the continuing journey of the babysitter. So, and then it's planned to be three books, which is really cool. So I've got sort of the whole larger story mapped out, but each book itself sort of, you know, is a journey for the characters, and then there's their larger journey. That'll come out next summer, and then the summer after that will be the third book, and then who knows? Maybe we'll see, you know, a whole new slew of babysitters. You know, I love writing these characters. So it's actually a real treat to be able to write it all. So.
And no doubt it's your background as a screenwriter, but it's a very cinematic read, and can see how this could obviously translate easily to film. And that's already scheduled to happen. And you've had the option picked up and working with a pretty hot performer in Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. So yeah, because I was a writer, I sort of was able to play in both worlds, and Montecito, who made Ghostbusters, Ivan Reitman's company, Natalie Bell, the producer over there, read it, and she's incredible. And so then we partnered up with Walden Media, and so, you know, they made BFG and Chronicles of Narnia. They're incredible. And Sue Kaloff over there was just she's a huge champion of it. And yeah, we got John Lee to direct it. He did the new Pee-wee movie, and he's just crazy and creative, and he does incredible stuff on TV. And then he got Keegan to say, yeah, to play the Grand Guignol. So I know, it's crazy. It was like, oh, I wrote a book, and then it actually has come around to being made as a movie. I can't wait to see it. As a movie, I mean, it's going to be a blast.
Well, and so, I will say this too. Now, it's designed for readers 8 and older, but like the best work in any form that's aimed at children, it's also a fantastic read for adults. I breezed through it. It was a blast reading it. Now, my little guy's 3.5. I don't know if I dare read it to him yet, but I will before too long.
Yeah, I don't recommend. I mean, I was a scared kid as a little kid. I remember I made my mom take me out of Ghostbusters after the first 5 minutes, so I get that. Yeah, like, I'm not saying, yeah, because I also think some of the books should be scary for kids in a way, you know, in that Roald Dahl, Ray Bradbury way where it feels a little bit, oof, this is a little bit much, but ultimately, by having the characters be able to overcome their fears, I think is pretty cool. But yeah, three to six or seven, maybe. Yeah, maybe wait. Keep that on the shelf.
Also, want to give kudos to the artwork on this, which is also outstanding.
Yeah, Vivian Toe. She's a brilliant, brilliant illustrator. She has a great picture book about a sloth that she wrote coming out now, but she's just really brought to life Kelly and the monsters, because the book is sort of designed in a way to feel as if you're reading the Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting. So, you know, there's like fun illustrations of describing each monster. So Vivian had to bring those to life, and she really did. She did such a beautiful job while keeping it whimsical, a little scary, spooky, comical. It's just she's pretty incredible.
Well, when it comes to scaring people and to reaching out to young audiences, especially. You've got to know what they're about. Having kids helps, but also, Stephen King owns our radio station, and I love a quote of his from years ago when he said, I have the heart of a child.
And I keep it in a glass jar on my desk.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You better believe that's the first guy I was channeling, man. You know, I was trying to go for Stephen King Jr. That's why I love, that's why you can read it as an adult and be like, huh, some of this stuff is pretty adult in a way. Like, it's, I think every, you know, a fun movie or a fun book can play on those different levels for everybody. I got in trouble because the second book, I reread Salem's Lot. Before I wrote it. And big mistake when you're writing a kid's book. You know, got a lot of harsh edits on that one. Just being like, can we tonally just bring this up just a little bit? So, yeah, Mr. King is a huge influence. I was listening. Yeah, WKIT, man. Yeah, Wicked. You guys are amazing. I had the goblin, Wugnot, the hobgoblin, who's like, he's the good monster who helps out the babysitter.
Yeah.
He was always listening to that radio station. And I think like Bachman Turner Overdrive Up All Night is playing when he like rolls up in his van. So yeah, there's like fun things for adults in there, you know, that you could see if you're a King fan or a Lovecraft fan or just, you know, sort of sort of the old classic horror genre stuff. There are fun moments in there for, I think, adults to be like, oh yeah, this guy's okay. He's not just, it's not just kids in a way.
No.
I'm an adult, so I had to write it, you know, so I had to enjoy it.
Well, Joe, what scared you as a kid that you're able to tap into?
Everything. The dark staircase leading up to the second floor was scary to me. Who knows what was up there? See, I grew up in Rhode Island, in Portsmouth, and the water was right outside of my window. So the ocean, you know, the Narragansett was just right there, and it was just dark and big and huge and just looming. And then I saw Jaws, and I realized that great white sharks were everywhere. So that was really my first fear as a kid, was knowing that Jaws could be, and was convinced, I'm still convinced, was in my backyard. And so everything, you know, and also from talking to girls, you know, when you're 10, you know, and so that's how I sort of tapped into Kelly's crush with Victor. It's like, yeah, I just kind of did what I was going through and feeling as a kid. So yeah, I was scared of pretty much everything, you know. Oh, I couldn't watch Michael Jackson's Thriller, so my dad turned the sound off, and then I was like, oh, I can watch it because all the scary music and all that stuff. So yeah, everything. There you go.
Well,
SATs.
The book is absolutely terrific. I can't wait to see it on the screen as well. A Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting. Joe Ballerini, thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Guys, rock on. It's so great to talk to you. Thank you very, very much. Have a great summer.
It is a wonderful read. And if I were an 11, 12-year-old kid, man, I would read this book about four times. It's so good.
Absolutely. And to hear his level of excitement as he decided.